all the things you've ever wanted to do in your whole life, have you done them? If yes, why? And if no, why? And I always ask those questions because most days people ask me about how is it possible to have a career that I love, be financially free, get a career doing something that most people have told me that I can't do. Every day somebody's asking me, how can I do something that I haven't done yet? And I always ask two questions. Number one is, what are you scared of? Because you haven't done it yet. If you've shared with me that you want to do something and you haven't done it yet, why haven't you done it? What are you scared of? And a lot of people share with me that they're scared of failing. The reason I haven't started a business, or the reason I haven't applied for a position in that career opportunity, the reason I haven't played a sport, the reason I haven't gone and done my art or my music or the thing that I'm the most passionate about, is because I'm scared of failing. What if I fail? The next question I always ask, though, is, what is your definition of failure? And that's always really interesting because it's kind of, we say that like a normal common statement, I'm scared of failing, but what does that actually mean to you? And if I were to give you a foolproof plan on how not to fail, this one statement might do it. How about this? If you never give up, you can never fail. If you never give up, you can never fail, because if you keep going towards your goal, if you keep focusing on achieving your goal, regardless of whether you reach the goal or not, you are never going to give up on that goal, so you can never fail. The psychologists, the brain neuroscientists, the people that study our behavior and how the brain affects our behavior, they'll all share with us that if you really want to be happy, if you really want to wake up without the challenges of depression and anxiety and all those horrible headspaces that seem to be affecting the world at the moment, the answer seems to be wake up with a purpose. If you are focused on something when you wake up and you're excited about doing something, then it's very difficult to be depressed, of course. And if you are focused on something and you want to achieve something, then you have all the chemistry in your body on your side. So if you want to wake up and exercise, for example, your body already starts producing epinephrine and adrenaline the night before. If you are healthy, fit and strong and your brain's producing, or you are producing brain-derived neurotrophic factor, one of my favorite things, fertilizer for your brain, then you are constantly thinking about what you can do, not what you can't do. You're thinking about solutions for a challenge, overcoming a problem, rather than I can't do it. So if you wake up with that headspace, I can do it, and here's how, then is it possible that you'll always have a purpose every day? And then you can't fail because you're always heading towards your purpose. Now, I find that really exciting. And I use a classic example for that. I had run many, many half marathons. And if you've ever done any of those long distance events, half marathon's an interesting headspace because it's half of a marathon. And even as I say that to you, it sounds a bit weird to me. Why would you do half of something? But I had done quite a few half marathons, and the thought of going again, literally the thought of doing 21 kilometers and then going and doing another 21 kilometers, especially when you've just finished the race, it seems a little bit weird, tough, hard, not possible, can't be done. Until I was given this great advice about running 42.2 kilometers, which was, when the gun goes, start running. When you cross the finish line, stop running and don't give yourself any other option, which means you can't fail at the marathon. Whether you walk or crawl or stumble, or you just keep going until you cross the finish line and don't give yourself any other option. And for me, that made a lot of sense. So I have then, or have since, run 21 full marathons. And I'm only sharing that with you because I didn't think it was possible to run 42.2 kilometers. I didn't think it was possible to push your body over such a distance. And there's an interesting side note there. When you talk about you have to believe in yourself, you have to know that you can do it. Well, there's an even better question. When is the only time you'll ever know that you can do something? I can stand here and say, I can run a marathon, I can run a marathon, I can run a marathon, I can run, and you can say things here, we talk about positive affirmations, but I don't know that I can run a marathon until I do, and I'm getting excited now. I've got these trophies here for a reason, because a lot of people share with me that they want to win a trophy. They want to win the grand final. They want to win the championship. They want to get a gold medal. They want to win a bodybuilding competition or a bikini competition, and these two trophies in particular, this is the Max Business Diploma and this is the Max Exercise Professional. Sign of completing, sign of not giving up, sign of not failing. And people often ask me that, how can you, the Max program is 100%, you've got to get 100% for every quiz, you've got to get 100% for every assessment and assignment, how do people do that? And the answer is exactly the same as any other event, anything else that you put your mind to. Start and don't stop until you finish. Then you can't fail if you make that commitment. It's one of my favorite quotes and something that I share with myself every single day. You can use it if you want to. This is my mountain. You'll see me waving from the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I'll do it or die. I'm going to say that again. This is my mountain. You'll see me waving at the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I'll do it or die. I feel like an evangelist. I believe, and this is my personal belief because I've lived this. When you have that kind of attitude, is it possible that the world gets out of your way? If you're the person that says, I'm going to do this or die, is it possible that people will take you seriously? Is it possible that if you have that attitude, do it or die, that you can't fail? There's no reason to be scared of failing because you're never going to fail because you're never going to give up. So I'm going to ask that question again. If you never give up, how could you ever fail? So why would you be scared of failing? So we'll cross that one off first. Then if you have a look at, in particular, these two beautiful trophies, if you're not scared of failing, is it possible, or people share with me that they're scared of failing, but is it possible that you're scared of succeeding? If you are the very best at anything, whether it's sport or music or business or entertainment or movies, doesn't matter. And if you are the very best exercise professional in the world, or you have the very best gym in the world, or you've got the busiest chain of personal training studios in the world, or you've got the best boot camp in the world, or you're the best yoga instructor, doesn't matter what you're the best at. Is it possible that there will be many hundreds, if not hundreds and thousands of people that criticize you, gossip about you, and aim to pull you down? Is it possible that we could be scared of succeeding? Because if you have anything to do with the media, if you have anything to do with social media, you will know that everybody, every single person that has any kind of fame or success or popularity or people like them, there is an enormous number of people that also don't like them, hate them. We call them haters for a reason. And is it possible, again, that it's not you that they're going to hate? It's what you stand for, what you represent, if you have achieved. So if you say to somebody, I'm going to be a successful exercise professional, I'm going to have my own business. Is it possible there's a lot of people that will say to you, you can't do that. There's not enough money in it. It's not a real job. If you go into business, you won't make any money for 5 years. Or did you know that 90% of businesses fail? And there'll be people that just bombard you with information about fail, 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 fail. If you then go and open up your own business, if you become a top level exercise professional, is it possible it's not you that people are going to hate? It's that you prove them wrong. If somebody said you can't have your own business and then you go and open up your own business and it is successful and profitable, could that be a little bit embarrassing for the people who said you can't do it? So then perhaps they become haters. The other group that often are haters are the people that are average. So they're not the worst, because the worst usually don't do anything. They just go and do some lousy, stinking, rotten job. They usually give up. The best of the best, do you think they're ever going to pick on you, criticize you, try and pull you down? And I'll share with you very openly and very passionately, is it possible that the people who are really good at what they do, the best at what they do, they want you to be the best as well? Is it possible that the very best in the world understand that if they don't have competition, if they don't have people that force them to get better, stronger, fitter, wiser, better at their sport, better at their music, better at their craft, better at their art, then they can't get better. It's why we have Olympic Games, why we have any form of competition. How do you know that you're a fast runner if you don't run against anybody? How do you know that you're the best in business if there's nobody to compete with? How do you know that your movie's not the best, or how do you know that your movie is the best movie if you're the only movie? It's an interesting headspace for the human race. is we can only get better when we've got competition. So the worst don't, they're not concerned. The best want to keep getting better, and they want you to be in their circle of influence, because the more people that are really good at what they do, that brainstorm, that are wise, that are insightful, that have got vision and drive and ambition, when those people hang out together, they drive each other and push each other further. Is it possible that the people in the middle, the average people, are the ones that get really cranky if you do well? Because if they said that you would fail or that it's not possible, and I'll just go a little bit deeper into that one. If people are average at what they do, so let's say they own an average gym or they're an average personal trainer, or they've got a few people coming to their boot camp, is it possible that they might be a little bit scared of you if you are the best, if you are excellent, if you go the extra mile, if you are the ultimate professional? Because obviously if there's somebody that's really good at what they do and this person is average, it's going to become very obvious that they're average. So if you start shining above the crowd, if you start doing more than what the average people are doing, if you are better than average, is it possible that this group here, they're going to be really cranky with you because you're showing them up? It's an interesting thing to observe in business. If you go and apply for a career position, you apply for a job, and the person interviewing you is only average at what they do, so they might be the manager or they might even be the boss of the business, but if you come along and you're an extra mile person and you're excited about this career path and you're passionate about it and you want to do the learning and training and become better and better at the particular role that's available, is it possible that the person interviewing you won't want you in that position because you're going to show them up? In an interview process or in a career opportunity process, we call that tens want to employ tens, but sevens and sixes and fives want to employ fours and threes and twos. Meaning if you're only putting in a 70% effort, you will never want to employ somebody that puts in an 80 to 100% effort because it'll show you up. If you only put in 50% effort and somebody comes along that's pretty average and they're worse than you, you might be excited to employ them because they're going to make you look good. And I share that with you because a lot of people say to me, I'm going to fail at my business or I'm going to fail at a career path. What if I fail? And I'm going to ask that question again. Is it possible that you, if you never give up on that opportunity, you can't fail? If you are interviewed by somebody who doesn't want you in that business, but you want to be in that business, why would you give up? It's called, this is my mountain. You'll see me waving from the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I'll do it or die. Is it possible that if you have a never give up attitude, and I've got a little puppy dog who's barking really loudly because he gets excited when I get excited. Could that be a really good example of invest time with, hang out with people who are as excited as you are, who are as passionate as you are. Hang out with people that would never give up. And I'll use sport as an example again. If you go to a marathon running club or you go to a sprint club and there's a whole heap of people that are training for the Olympic Games or they're training for a world championship, they don't give up until they have achieved their goal. If you hang out with people that give up, they're lazy, they're undisciplined, is it possible that you could get influenced by those people? So could it be a really good idea to invest time with people that would never give up? And I used it again, the advice I was given from the marathon. Rowie, when the gun goes off, you start running, and when you're finished, you stop, but there's no option to stop in between. You're going to climb the mountain. You'll be waving from the top or dead on the side, but you're not coming back. You'll do it or die. Now, that's the foolproof plan for not failing, because you can never give up. If you don't give up, you can never fail. If you're scared of being successful, if you're scared of people criticizing you and pulling you down, I'll give you another beautiful message that my father gave me. It goes like this. The higher you climb, the more people will pull you down, is the normal quote, the normal comment. But he reversed that for me and he said, if you have nobody pulling you down, you're not climbing high enough. Because everybody that climbs high has somebody that pulls them down. And I'll share again, whether you're the best sports person in the world, the best business person in the world, the best movie star in the world, you're the best musician in the world, it doesn't matter what you're the best at. As soon as you become better than average, the average crowd or worse will aim to pull you down. So could that be exciting? And I'll use that rephrase. If you have nobody pulling you down, you haven't climbed high enough. when you have your own business and it is successful, there'll be other people that are that will try to pull you down, and they will call you names and they will be haters. If you become a top level exercise professional, please be very aware, very aware that the average personal trainers, the average people who work in the fitness industry, who are not exercise professionals in the exercise profession, they will hate you. And isn't that awesome? That's a beautiful sign that you're standing out from the crowd. The higher you climb, the more people will pull you down. If you have nobody pulling you down, you're not climbing high enough. And for me, that's a driving force. So if you need some inspiration, motivation, self-determination to be successful and to not fail, could you just give yourself no option? I'm going to do it or die. There's a great option. I'm going to run the marathon and I'm not stopping till I'm finished. And I will share with you again, there's been many times where I've started the marathon and I haven't known that I could finish, because you never know that you can do something until you've actually done it. And I've done some marathons where I've been sick, or I've been injured, or I've been stressed, or I've been jet lagged, or all sorts of things. So when I started the race, I actually didn't know that I could finish, but I gave myself no out. Rowie, you will crawl across the line, you will stumble or struggle across the line, but you're not stopping till you've finished. And I live my life like that every day. I don't go to bed till I'm finished. The top people in the world at everything, anything, will tell you they don't stop when they're tired. They don't stop when it gets hard. They don't stop if it's too hot or too cold. They only stop when they're done. They stop when they're finished. And there's my other new favorite quote: don't stop until you're proud. So it's not even stop when you're finished, but are you proud of what you've done? Have you done it to your best effort? Have you put in 100% effort? Have you gone the extra mile? Could you have done any better? And that's one of the interesting things, and I always use marathon running as an example, because most people think they can't run a marathon, but of course you can. One foot after the other. The worst case scenario is you walk it, and everybody can walk 42.2 kilometers. And can I share with you, there are people who don't have legs and they do it in a wheelchair. Another great example, one of the max exercise professionals. What a beautiful man, Matty Dean. He injured himself before the Gold Coast Marathon 1 year, and we were going to run it together. I picked him up from the airport, and unfortunately, he had torn a muscle in his leg and he couldn't run. I picked him up off the plane and he was on crutches. I said, mate, how come you came up from Melbourne anyway? And he said, because I'm going to do the thing on crutches. And I'm sharing this story with you really passionately. He crutched his way. It's quite unbelievable, because he didn't train to do this on crutches. He crutched his way through the marathon for 29 kilometers, and the only reason he didn't finish was the track officials wouldn't let him finish, because obviously there's a cutoff point where you have to be off the road. But can I passionately share with you how many people finished the marathon because they saw him doing it on crutches? People who had stopped and were sitting in the gutter and they had supposedly given up, they got back up out of the gutter and kept going, because if the guy on crutches can do it, what's my excuse? There were people sitting on the side of the road watching the marathon who said, wow, if the guy on crutches can do it, I'm going to do it next year. Sign me up. I'm going to train for the marathon. I'm going to do it or die. Doesn't matter what happens. If I've made a commitment to something, I'm never going to give up on it. So there's probably the best strategy. Do you want something? If you really want it, why would you give up on it? Sometimes people say to me, Rowie, you talk about time frames, you know, set an exact specific time frame for achieving a goal. And what if I don't achieve it in the time frame? Well, I'll give you a beautiful example for that. And I think if you've spoken to anybody that's ever built a house ever, they will probably tell you that whatever date the builder told them that house would be finished by, it's very rare that that house is ever finished on the date that the builder said so. Something always happens. So let's say you're halfway through building your house and the builder comes to you and says, well, we're not going to finish by this day, date and time. It's going to be 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years later. We're currently in that position where it's going to be probably 2 years or more later than we expected our house to be finished. But would you give up on it? You just go, oh, well, it's not going to be finished, so we'll just leave it half done. There are some things in our life that doesn't matter when it's going to be finished, or when it's done, or when it's completed, or if we've ever achieved it, we just keep aiming towards it. And I think if we have that attitude and we apply that to all the things that we want to achieve in our life, we can never fail. So if you want the foolproof plan for not failing, never give up. If you never give up, you can never fail. And if you're scared of succeeding, please be aware that there are some very successful people in the world and they want you to be successful. They will not pull you down. They will not criticize you. They will not say nasty things about you on social media. The people that are really successful want to hang out with other successful people. That's who they are. And when I talk about success, I always use those four areas of life. People that are healthy, fit and strong, they have a career or business that they love, they're doing something that they're passionate about, they're financially free and they have great people in their life. For me, that's a beautiful overall balance in life if you want to use that. Rowie, have you got work-life balance? And my answer would be work-life balance. Could we consider that it is being healthy, fit and strong, having a career or business that you love, doing something that you're passionate about, being financially free so you never have to have money control your life and having great people in your life? And if you have that going for you, can I promise you that people will aim to pull you down? They will criticize you. They will knock you. They will say nasty things about you. Only the people that don't have that happening, the people that have got all of that going on in their life, they want to invest time with you and they want to help you get even better and climb an even higher mountain, because those people are really hard to find. So when you hear that rich people are nasty or successful people aren't very nice, here's a great concept to consider. It's a bit like alcohol. If you get drunk, it's been suggested by the neuroscientists that alcohol is just an exhibitor. So if you're normally a nasty person and then you get drunk, you become a nasty drunk. If you're normally a happy person and you get drunk, you're going to be a happy drunk. Well, can I suggest that being wealthy is probably the same? If you're a nasty, horrible person and you become wealthy, you're going to be a nasty, horrible, wealthy person. If you're a beautiful, gorgeous person and then you become financially free, there is no reason that that person would ever change, because beautiful people are always beautiful people. Sometimes we say, well, that's not really me. You just caught me on a bad day. Normally, I'm a nice person. Could it be the other way around? Normally, I'm a nasty person. You just caught me on a good day when I'm being nice. So there's a great question. Regardless of what's going on in your life, can you be kind? Can you be gracious? Can you be respectful to all the people around you and particularly to yourself? Is it possible that if you are kind to yourself, if you are respectful of yourself, you would never give up? There's a great word, respect. Respect for yourself, respect for other people, and respect for your environment. And if you respect who you are and you respect your goals and you respect what you're striving for, is it possible that you will never give up?